AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Here's how serious the terror alert level is in Brussels. Some NATO staff members there have been asked not to go into work today, but to work from home instead. NATO is the world's biggest military alliance. Brussels is hunkering down because of serious and imminent terror threats, say officials, like the Paris terror attacks that killed 130 people. British Prime Minister David Cameron was in Paris this morning meeting with the French president.
It's good to be back in Paris, a city whose people have shown such courage, determination, and resilience.
He wants the UK to join airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria and will ask Parliament for approval. President Obama is vowing that the U.S. and its allies will destroy the Islamic State group. AP correspondent Ed Donahue's in Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is repeating there is no specific threat of a terrorist attack like the attacks in Paris in the United States.
We are, and we continue to be, and we have been concerned about copycat-like attacks.
In Malaysia, President Obama said overreacting to the attacks in Paris would play into the hands of the attackers.
Our way of life is stronger. We have more to offer. We represent 99.9% of humanity. And that's why we should be confident that we'll win.
The president said the most powerful tool Americans have over the Islamic State group is to say, we're not afraid. I'm Ed Donahue.
Over the weekend, the first snowfall of the season dropped as much as 20 inches of snow on some spots from South Dakota through Michigan. Scott Shantz is in Michigan, but he lives in
California. We never get snow or rain there, but I was born and raised here. Brought my son, who was praying for snow.
He talked to WNEM-TV. Forecasters say the challenge now will be the deep freeze that's settling in. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of people were at a block party in a New Orleans park when two groups opened fire last night, wounding 16 people. Police Superintendent Michael Harrison says police were already on the way when the gunfire began.
To close the park down because it was not permitted. And as the officers were approaching, they were about a block away when they heard gunshots.
When he says not permitted, he means the group of several hundred people who were having a block party did not have a permit to be there, so police were on the way. The police chief says this may have been gang-related. Indianapolis police have arrested an 18-year-old in the shooting death of a pastor's pregnant wife. The shooting occurred during what appears to have been a home invasion. Larry Taylor of Indianapolis is under arrest in connection with the murder of 28-year-old Amanda Blackburn, who was shot inside her home on November the 10th. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.